Now, polystyrene, from packaging peanuts to single-use cutlery and crockery, we've found so many purposes for this material, but so few ways of properly disposing of it. More than 85% of Australia's polystyrene isn't recycled, partly because there's only a handful of recycle collection points around the country. In a bid to stop so much polystyrene from ending up in landfill, the staff and students at the University of Technology Sydney's design faculty have decided to take action by turning leftover polystyrene into design projects. With me now is Berto Pandolfo and Dr. Tom Lee. They're both lecturers at the University of Technology's Faculty of Design, Architecture and Building. Berto and Tom, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Tess.
Good morning.
So for a bit of background, could you tell us a bit about polystyrene itself? What is it exactly? Is it a plastic?
Yeah, polystyrene is a plastic. The base material is a sort of a rigid form that you would find in yogurt containers or coffee cup lids. That's the styrene. EPS, which is the material we're looking for, is the foamed version of it. It's like what bean bags are made out of, or broccoli containers come in, or TV packaging products are made from polystyrene foam.
And the expanded form, how many times larger expanded is it? Is it? I can't remember.
40 times?
It's 40 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Because I only sort of really knew it as packaging peanuts. When someone sort of says polystyrene to me, the image that comes into my head is packing peanuts, but it seems like it takes a heap more forms than that.
Oh, yeah, it's used. It's incredible because it's not a very good material because it's not easily recycled. But replacements are really difficult to find, so it's still being used quite a lot. So this is part of the motivation for us doing this project.
And so you both have students who are working on design projects using polystyrene. How are they going about using polystyrene in these projects?
A whole heap of different ways. So one of the things they do to kick off their design process is a material investigation, and the students have been doing all kinds of interesting things with it, from sticking it in their ovens at home and sandwich presses and adding acetate to it to see how it performs and behaves under different conditions. So, yeah, subjecting it to heat, pressure. Were there any other ones?
Oh, mixing with other materials. So it's a real exploration in what can be done using this material outside the sort of normal practices.
That's so funny. That goes against, I feel like, everything I was ever taught, was that if the plastic spoon melts, there's going to be fumes coming off it. You can't go anywhere near it. So, and it's actually being used as something useful.
Yes, well, this is, you know, it's about taking a risk and trying to find where the edges are of this material and how it's being used. And the students do this as part of their normal practice, and they end up, you know, generating some quite novel, deep understanding of the material, firstly, and then through that they develop design projects.
Yeah, one of the things we really encourage them to do is to adopt a mindset of, you know, not taking the form something comes in for granted, and to understanding, you know, these things were made somewhere, and you can actually fiddle around with them and tinker with them in your own home with the right protective equipment, of course, to find out what they can do.
And so what are some of the designs that the students have come up with?
Again, they never cease to amaze me with the diversity of ideas that can come from even quite a strict brief. One of the best ideas was a bowl or a vase, a container which basically has, you know, high aesthetic value that you could keep in your house for a long period of time. One of the things about EPS, once it's subjected to heat, it has quite nice material properties if you mould it in the right way. So it has a nice contrast between porosity and a kind of smooth, glossy sheen. And one of the things that designers ought to be good at is arranging those aesthetic qualities in a form that is subtle and appealing, and that people are likely to appreciate for a long period of time. So one of our students has created a design for a really nice, I don't want to use the word container, but it's a vase, a vessel you can keep in your house for a long period of time. That was one.
I think the advantage in that container was that it used a lot of material. So it was embedding a lot of the waste material into a single product. So it was also emphasising the fact that there's a lot of material out there, and that by capturing as much as he could, it was avoiding it going into landfill. Another one of the projects was a lovely practical accessory. It was a handle that you would clip onto a water bottle, so it would just help people carry their water bottle around with just a single finger. And so that was a nice little project for the simple function of aiding people carrying their water bottle, but also encouraging people to reuse their water bottle. So there are a couple of the main projects that came out of that exercise.
Sounds like there's some really cool stuff coming out of it. Before I let you both go, there was a statistic I read. Only 14% of Australia's polystyrene is getting properly recycled at the moment, which is bonkers. That's a terrible statistic. How do we move forward from here? How do we work towards raising that number from 14?
Look, it's a really difficult question, and the time is now. Everyone's talking about it. What the war on waste has done has really brought these sort of issues to everyone's front of mind. You know, we need more legislation. We need more support. There are some facilities. Clearly, we need more facilities. There's a lot that can be done, but there's also a lot that can be done by consumers in reducing the amount of plastic they consume. I think that's probably one of the more important messages we'd like to send out.
And I think that statistic, it might even, to make it look even worse, I think there's only 2% or even less that's recycled within Australia as well, which makes it seem even worse. And then, yeah, just to add to that, governments can also help with incentives and legislation, and then extended producer responsibility is another thing as well as the consumer-oriented side of things.
Well, it is really cool work that you guys are doing. Tom, Berto, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess.
Cheers.
That was Berto Pandolfo and Dr. Tom Lee, lecturers at the University of Technology's Faculty of Design, Architecture and Building, letting us know a little bit about how the design faculty at UTS are using polystyrene in design projects and preventing it going to landfill.